A very good morning to you all and welcome to Newport-on-Tay Church of Scotland and to this very significant service on Remembrance Day. A warm welcome to all those who are worshiping with us for the first time or doing so after a long while. We also have members of our church worshiping via Zoom and some who would be listening to our service afterwards from our church's website. All are welcome. Immediately after the service here, we will make our way to the war memorial where we will conclude this day's events. Let us worship God and our first hymn, O worship the King, all glorious above, is hymn 127. Let us pray. Eternal God, you are our refuge and our strength, a very present help in times of trouble. You are the God of peace who remembers us even when we forget you. On this Remembrance Sunday, we come before you in stillness and in awe to remember the cost of war, to honor the courage of those who served, and to seek your peace in a world still torn by conflict. We give thanks for the freedoms we enjoy, and we do not take them, lightly. We come not to glorify war, but to glorify you, the God who longs to turn swords into plowshares and lead us from despair to hope. So draw near to us now, speak through silence, through scripture, through memory, through prayer. And now, O Father, we confess our sins before you. We confess the pride, the greed, and the fear that still shape our world. We ask this through Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. A call to remembrance. They shall grow not old, as we that are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. At the going down of the sun and in the morning, we will remember them.
when you go home, tell them of us and say, for your tomorrow, we give our today. Please be seated.
Are there any children in church this morning? Yes, I can see hands being raised. There are children. It's time for children's address. Please, can you come forward? Good morning to you all, and how nice to see so many children in church this morning. Still coming. How nice. How are you all today? You are good. So nice to hear. Now, let me begin with a few questions. Have you ever forgotten something really important? Maybe like where you kept your homework? Or what your mom told you to do? Have you ever forgotten something really important? Yes? Can you remember? What was that? You keep on losing your phone. Okay. Yes. You keep on forgetting to go to the toilet before school. Yes. You forget where your homework. Okay. Yes. Sometimes I forget where my car keys are. So many times. So what helps you remember things? Memory. Yes. Wonderful gift from God. Memory. Yes. Reminders like alarm clocks. Yes, memory, reminders. Any other response? So why do we remember things like birthdays or special days at school? Why? Yes. Very big part of your life. What an answer. Can we put our hands together for the children, please? So these are very big parts of our lives. Another answer? Yes, we remember things which are very big parts of our lives. So, yes, Jacob. So yes, so every year, you know, it comes like your birthday every year, the date you were born comes through, so we remember them. So the Bible also talks about remembrance. But let us talk about what we are remembering today. Do you know what we are remembering today? Yes. The people who died in the wars? Yes. Another answer? Yes. All the people who fought in the wars? Yes. All the people who risked their lives. So today is Remembrance Sunday, and we are wearing all these poppies, right? Because we want to remember certain things that happened and things that were not so good. And in remembering, it helps us to look forward to a better future. So we are remembering what happened, and we are also trying to think about how we can make the world better for us. So today, if you think about the bad things that happened, including the wars, what's on your mind? What do you think you can do to make the world a better place? Yes?
No more wars.
No more wars. Beautiful answer. No more wars. And I'm sure you know that it's not just the wars that guns are used. The little wars that we forge in our homes, in school, by fighting with one another, by telling mom or dad no, if they say do this, those are still wars. So what we should be doing is that we should look for ways in which we can improve our communications with one another, be peaceful, speak kindly to one another, so that the world can be a better place for all of us. Let us pray. God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you for memory. We thank you for remembrance. And we are grateful especially for this day. We pray that you help us, O Father, to be peacemakers so that our world can be a better place for all of us to live in. We ask through Christ our Lord. Amen. Well done to all of you. Our next hymn is I, the Lord of Sea and Sky, 251.
Let us listen to the word of God. Both readings will be projected behind me, but if you would like to follow in the pew Bibles, the first reading can be found on page 686. It is Isaiah chapter 2, verses 2 to 5. The Mountain of the Lord. In the last days, the mountain of the Lord's temple will be established as chief among the mountains. It will be raised above the hills, and all nations will stream to it. Many peoples will come and say, "Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. He will teach us his ways, so that we may walk in his paths." The law will go out from Zion, the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He will judge between the nations, and he will settle disputes for many peoples. They will beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation will not take up sword against nation, nor will they train for war any more. Come, O house of Jacob, let us walk in the light of the Lord. And our second reading is from the book of Revelation, chapter 21, and it's verses 1 to 7, and this can be found on page 1249 of the Pew Bible. Revelation 21, starting at verse 1, the New Jerusalem. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Now the dwelling of the Lord is with men, and he will live with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away." He who was seated on the throne said, "I am making everything new." Then he said, "Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true." He said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To him who is thirsty, I will give to drink without cost from the spring of water of life. He who overcomes will inherit all this, and I will be his God, and he will be my son." Amen. And may God add his blessing to these readings from his holy word. We continue our worship singing hymn 392, "When I Survey the Wondrous Cross."
Thank you.
Let us pray. Gracious God, you are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the one who was and is to come. As we reflect on your word, pierce through the noise of our world and the weariness of our hearts. Shine your light into the places we have forgotten, the wounds we carry in silence, and the truths we are afraid to face. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. Let me reflect with you this morning on the theme, because we remember, we hope. Because we remember, we hope. A few years ago, someone told me about a young boy asked to explain what Remembrance Sunday was all about. He confidently replied, "It's the day we remember when the soldiers wore poppies so they wouldn't get sunburned." A charming confusion, to be sure, and a reminder that while we may not all have the details right, we do understand something deeper, that this day matters. Here at Newport-on-Tay, Remembrance Sunday is one of those rare moments when our church becomes more than a gathering place for weekly worship. It becomes a shared space of reflection for neighbors, families, school children, and visitors from beyond the parish who come each year not just for tradition's sake, but to honor something sacred. They come to remember. And they come to receive the grace that by God's grace we experience here week by week. Remembrance did not begin as a grand celebration. It began in silence in 1919 when the first Armistice Day was held to acknowledge loss, not triumph. To mark absence, not victory. And that silence has endured, because over time we realized that remembering our past is not just a national duty, it is a spiritual discipline, one that slows us down, one that opens us up, one that helps even the busiest hearts bow, if only for a moment. And why do we do it? Because forgetting is easy. Remembering takes courage. And when we remember with truth and tenderness, we also begin to hope. Here in Newport-on-Tay, this past year, we have remembered deeply and truly. One of the most powerful moments came in March, during a weekend that was more than just a series of events. It was in many ways a living parable. That weekend, I had the joy and privilege of launching my book, a project born of prayer, scholarship, and personal history. It was a testimony of what it means for a Cameroonian-born minister to serve as a pastor in the Church of Scotland. That moment, a book launch, a coronation medal celebration, and a shared worship service between Scottish and Cameroonian Presbyterians was not just a celebration. It was a revelation, a visible public reminder that the gospel crosses borders, breaks barriers, and builds something more beautiful than any of us could design alone. It told the deeper truth that the church at its best is not static or monocultural, but global, multilingual, and spirit-filled. In the words of philosopher Paul Ricoeur, the self only finds itself through the detour of the other. And in that sense, my own ministry here is not merely a crossing of continents, but a convergence of callings. It is the story of the South meeting the West, not in opposition, but in communion, a witness to the new African diaspora, not as outsiders looking in, but as co-builders of the body of Christ in a shared land. We also remembered in song. In October last month, our voices rose in celebration of the Scottish metrical psalter's 375th year, not in nostalgia, but in protest, in hope, in faith, reflecting on psalms like Psalm 46, though the earth give way, it was not just tradition, it was a theological act of resilience. We remembered in truth. We continue to confront hard realities, churches closing, worship sometimes turning into performance, and sanctuaries repurposed. And while we can joke about pubs in pulpits and climbing walls in kirks, beneath the laughter is a real lament. We asked, what has become of worship, and what must we reclaim? But our remembering this year has not been limited to theology or tradition. We have remembered people. We remember members of our own church family, friends, neighbors, loved ones who passed into eternity over the course of this year. Their absence still sits heavy on the pews they once filled. And yet in their funerals, some of the most beautiful and tender we have ever held, we caught a glimpse of something eternal. Because when love has been well given, even death cannot silence it. When a life has been shared in Christ, it does not simply disappear, it testifies. These services became more than farewells. They became testimonies of kindness, commitment, humor, and faith, of how much can be said about someone who poured themselves out while alive. And they reminded us that death may interrupt, but it does not end the story of those who lived in love. And I must say this not just as your minister, but as a grieving son and brother. I remember my own loved ones in Cameroon too. Recent deaths in my family call me back home to mourn, to honor, to be present in the sacred space of goodbye. And in this, I carry your prayers with me, because to be part of this congregation is to belong to a body that mourns together, remembers together, and heals together. And this year, we also remember a quieter battleground, one without trenches or tanks, yet one that threatens our national life just as seriously. According to the Info Security magazine published online on 7 May 2025, the UK now faces an average of 4 nationally significant cyber attacks every single week. Our digital infrastructures, our hospitals, our businesses, our essential services, all increasingly vulnerable to the invisible warfare of hacking, disruption, and hostile intrusion. It reminds us that the world we inherit is not defined only by the old conflicts of the past, but by new forms of threat and fragility. Remembrance, then, is not simply about looking back. It is about staying awake. It is about recognizing the pressures and dangers that face our society today and asking how we as God's people remain vigilant, compassionate, and hopeful in a world where security no longer depends only on armies, but on resilience, wisdom, and shared responsibility. But memory is not only made of tears. We also remember the births, baptisms, and marriages that have graced our church family members this year. New life welcomed in, new covenants made, new families formed. These too are sacred moments, echoes of joy in a weary world. Together, these memories form a spiritual rhythm, a pattern of grief and celebration, of loss and new beginnings. In this sense, the church becomes not just a building, but a memory keeper. A community where no season of life is forgotten, where names are spoken, where lives are honored. And yet, even here, forgetfulness is always a threat. It is possible to move on quickly, to push past pain, to smooth over what should be held in tenderness. It is possible to become a church that remembers its calendar more than its people and its events more than its soul. And so today we resist that. We hold the complexity of remembrance. We tell the whole truth of pain and promise, of love and loss, because remembrance is not weakness, it is witness. We remember not only our dead, but our world. In 2025, conflict is not ancient history, it is current events. Gaza, Ukraine, Sudan, Myanmar, Cameroon, and even where there are no bombs, there is still violence against truth, against dignity, against the most vulnerable. Even when the guns fall silent, the deeper war remains, the war within the human heart of manipulation masked as diplomacy, of greed dressed up as growth. And so we wonder, what will our children one day remember of us? Will they gather for a new Remembrance Sunday to mourn not only the fallen, but the failure of our systems? Will they ask, how did they not see it coming? It is into this ache that Revelation 21, 1 to 7 speaks, not as fantasy, but as promise. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, and I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, look, God's dwelling place is now among the people. This is not a picture of escape, it is a picture of God arriving. Not to erase our world, but to redeem it. Not to end the story, but to finish it rightly. I am making everything new. Not all new things, but all things made new. And that includes broken people, grieving families, struggling churches, divided nations, and yes, it includes us. But before that great renewal, Scripture is clear, there is judgment. Because if remembrance is to mean anything, it must go beyond reach. It must confront complicity. Woe to those who call evil good, Isaiah thundered, who acquit the guilty for a bribe and deny justice to the innocent. The gospel has no interest in tidy lies. If we remember selectively, we remember falsely, and false memory is a form of idolatry. So we must ask, what wars do we ignore because they are far from our comfort? What borders do we bless while preaching grace? What idols do we protect because they look familiar? At our Psalter Festival, we sang psalms of lament, not safe. Sentimental songs, but prayers that shouted, how long, O Lord? That is what faithful memory sounds like. So on this Remembrance Sunday, let us be a church that remembers honestly and wholly. Let us remember the lives we have loved and lost. Let us remember the beauty of lives well lived and the pain of unfinished goodbyes. Let us remember the fragility of peace and the audacity of hope, and let us anchor our hope not in sentiment but in Scripture. As the prophet Isaiah once said, in the last days the mountain of the Lord's temple will be established. They will beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation will not take up sword against nation, nor will they train for war anymore. This is not yet our world, but it is our direction. This is the way. Walk in it, and by God's grace, we will. Let us pray. God of memory and mercy, we have heard again your promise not to abandon this world, but to redeem it. Not to erase our pain, but to dwell with us in it until all things are made new. We thank you for the gift of memory, for those we have loved and lost, for the lives that still speak, and for the hope that endures through grief. Help us to remember truthfully, to mourn honestly, and to live faithfully. In a world of forgetting, make us a church that remembers. In a world of fear, make us a people of hope. May we walk the way of Christ until swords become plowshares and mourning turns to dancing. Through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord, we pray. Amen. We will sing again our next hymn, Guide Me, O Thou Great Jehovah. It's 167. Please be seated. Let us pray. Let us dedicate the offering. God of every generation, you have called us to remember not to be trapped in the past, but to be shaped by it. As we bring these gifts, we bring more than offerings. We bring our memories, our gratitude, our grief, and our hope. Receive what we offer today from wallets, from hearts, from lives. May our giving speak of a world not forgotten and a future not forsaken. Use these gifts to build not just churches but communities of peace, not just ministries but movements of mercy, not just remembrance but renewal. Let this be our witness, because we remember, we hope, and because we hope, we act. In Jesus' name, we dedicate all we give and all we are. Amen. Let us pray. Let us intercede. Lord of the broken and the brave, on this Remembrance Sunday, we bring before you the silence of sorrow and the ache of memory and the past and the cry for peace. We remember before you those who have died in war, men and women, civilians and soldiers, whose lives were cut short by conflict. We honor their sacrifice and we long for the day when swords become plowshares. We pray for all who still live in war's shadows, those in Gaza, Ukraine, Sudan, Myanmar, and beyond, for refugees who carry home in memory, for children whose nights are filled with fear, for leaders too often drawn to power instead of peace. Lord, in your mercy, the congregation will respond, hear our prayer. Lord, in your mercy, we remember those closer to home, our own loved ones who have died this year. We name in our hearts the family, friends, and church members whose absence we feel so deeply. We thank you for lives well lived and for love that lingers long after loss. Comfort the grieving, O God. Draw near to the brokenhearted. Let every funeral we have held become a testimony that death does not have the final word. Lord, in your mercy. We give thanks too for life in all its fullness, for babies born, vows exchanged, baptisms celebrated, meals shared, songs sung, and hands held. Thank you for the joy and laughter that ripple through our congregation, reminding us that even in a world of mourning, new life keeps breaking in. Lord, in your mercy, we pray for your church, for Newport-on-Tay, and every place where your people gather. May we be a church that remembers truthfully, loves deeply, serves faithfully, and hopes defiantly. And may we never forget that Christ is coming, that all things will be made new, and that love, your love, endures forever. We pray in the name of Jesus, our peace, our strength, and our risen Lord. Amen. I vow to thee, my country, number 704. go in peace and serve the Lord. The Lord bless you and watch over you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May God, who knows the thoughts and the desires of every heart, guide and strengthen and fill you with all spiritual blessings and grace, that you may daily rejoice and be ready to give an account of your faith in the world.